I'm Diane Roberts. A U.S.-Israeli delegation, including White House advisor Jared Kushner, arrived in Abu Dhabi Monday on a historic first direct commercial flight from Tel Aviv. The flight marks the normalization of ties between the Jewish state and the UAE. The flight passed over Saudi Arabia's airspace, another first for an Israeli commercial flight. AP correspondent Joseph Kraus reports the Palestinians oppose the Israel-UAE deal, which they see as peeling away one of their few advantages in peace talks with Israel.
It's also being criticized by the Palestinians because the UAE's agreement to normalize relations with Israel is seen as breaking with the Arab consensus that any recognition of Israel should come in return for concessions in the peace process in terms of territory.
Kushner said before boarding, quote, "While this is a historic flight, we hope that it will start an even more historic journey in the Middle East and beyond," end quote. The word peace was written in Arabic, English, and Hebrew on the cockpit of the plane. Lebanon's under fire political leaders Monday designated a new prime minister, the diplomat Mustafa Adib, to tackle the country's deep political and economic crisis. The move comes hours before French President Emmanuel Macron was due to visit. Adib, Lebanon's former envoy to Germany, acknowledged in a televised speech that there is, quote, "a need to form a government in record time and to begin implementing reforms immediately," end quote. Lebanon marks its centenary Tuesday as it mourns the blast disaster. It sits ruined by economic meltdown and held hostage to a dysfunctional political system. There will be no ceremony to commemorate 100 years since French Mandate authorities proclaimed the creation of Greater Lebanon, incorporating mainly Muslim former Ottoman regions, on September 1, 1920. This is VOA News. Shaken by 3 weeks of massive protest against its authoritarian president, Belarus has deported some foreign journalists and revoked the accreditation of local reporters. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett reports.
Two Moscow-based Associated Press journalists who were covering the protests have been deported to Russia. The AP's Belarusian journalists had their press credentials revoked. The Belarusian Association of Journalists said accreditation rights have also been taken away from 17 Belarusian media workers. Criticism over the crackdown came from both media outlets and governments. Protesters say the results of the August 9 presidential election were rigged and are calling for President Alexander Lukashenko, who has run the country since 1994, to resign. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Sunday, Russian President Vladimir Putin called Alexander Lukashenko on his 66th birthday, inviting him to visit Moscow. This is a sign of the Kremlin's willingness to back the six-term president as he grapples with unrest and the threat of new Western sanctions. Russia said Monday it was expelling three diplomats from the Slovak embassy in Moscow in a tit-for-tat move after Bratislava forced out three Russians amid a growing diplomatic spat with Europe. Russia's health minister says mass vaccination of the Russian population against COVID-19 is set to begin sometime after November or December, according to TASS, the state news agency. The UAE has sent medical aid to war-torn Syria to combat the coronavirus, in the first such delivery since their leaders broke a 9-year silence, the Syrian Red Crescent said Monday. The delivery late Sunday included medicine, ventilators, and disinfectant, the Red Crescent and state news agency SANA said. The United States is set to surpass 6 million confirmed coronavirus cases to go along with world-leading 183,000 deaths the country has recorded. Face masks on public transport became mandatory in New Zealand Monday as social restrictions in the largest city of Auckland were also eased. The Pacific nation of 5 million people had seemed to stop community transmission of COVID-19 due to tough lockdown measures, but reintroduced restrictions in its largest city of Auckland this month following a fresh outbreak. Worldwide, there are more than 846,000 COVID-19-related deaths, with now 25.2 million confirmed infections, with just four countries, the United States, Brazil, India, and Russia, carrying the bulk of the cases. Scores of police supporters gathered in the U.S. Midwestern city of Kenosha, Wisconsin, Sunday, where protesters have demonstrated against police brutality since the shooting of a black man by a white police officer last weekend. Via remote from Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Music and more. Music and more. Music.